But here we go again, another episode of the Antlers and Hicks podcast. We went outside again. We did it on my back patio. You can probably hear some birds chirping, Carl Wayne crying, and cars going by. But we had a good time with Josh Burrows and Derek Davis, the guys that are on top of the AOI leaderboard for the ARC Latin Tournament Trail. So good interview. Like these guys a lot. It seemed as if they were a little apprehensive, didn't want to give up a whole lot of information because, you know, they're kind of on the catbird seat right now. They don't want to slip up and give out too much. But looking forward to this weekend, hoping these guys can bring home another big sack of fish, keep them on top of that leaderboard. But who knows, man, it's the Ouachita River. A lot of guys in this circuit fish the river really well. We've got some good weather coming in, so who knows? Let's hang in there. Let's listen to this interview with Josh Burrows and Derek Davis. Continuing with the outdoor theme, we're going to do this one outside. We're here at the house for the Antlers and Hicks podcast. I got two guys from the ARC Latin Tournament Trail, the anglers, the current leaders of the Anglers of the Year, Josh Burrows and Derek Davis. So, guys, how does it feel to sit atop this leaderboard right now?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yes. A little nerve-wracking, but it's good.
How does it, you know, well, first of all, I tell you what, let's do an quick introduction first. Tell everybody who you are, where you're from, and all that.
Josh Burrows from Sterlington. Married with two kids. Been fishing all my life, hunting. So
you fish around here, hunting around here?
Hunting around here in the backyard. So.
Okay. All right.
Ouachita City.
That's right.
I'm Derek Davis, born and raised in Sterlington. I got a wife, and we're expecting our first. So.
Uh-oh, we're going to have a boy or girl?
We're going to have a boy.
How long? How many more weeks?
We're 19 weeks in.
Okay. All right, you getting kind of nervous?
Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous. I'm 40 years old, so it's going.
Oh, man. This is your first
this is my
one
first
at 40?
One, that's right.
Good lands, man. That's going to be some late nights for an old man now.
Yeah.
So we're sitting at the top of the standings with the AOI. Do you guys, are you shocked that you're here, or is this kind of what you had planned all year long?
Man, you always strive to be at the top, but I'll tell you, anytime that you're in the lead with these guys in Northeast Louisiana, that they're tough to beat.
Yeah.
On any day.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be where we're at. We're blessed to be where we're at.
Yeah. Do y'all fish any, like, other tournaments and whatnot like that?
Yeah, we fish the Media Bass Trail, a lot of local tournaments, club tournaments, Friday nighters,
yeah,
whatever, man.
Did y'all fish the tournament last night on Darbone?
No.
I saw there were several guys out there fishing it.
I got you.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's all we do is tournament fish.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, man, I've been impressed with the consistency that you guys have shown this year. You know, right off the bat, I think y'all were probably one of the first two teams. First couple teams that we got to interview over at Claiborne right off the jump. And, you know, you sat high on that one coming in. Mm-hmm. So how did Claiborne – tell us about Claiborne. How did it go coming in, and how did it end up?
You know, man, we really – we'd only been on the lake twice. First time we went, run around just to get used to how to run it. Second time we went, we fished a little bit. Really, I don't think we ever caught a limit.
I don't think so.
So come tournament day, we're really just trying to survive it.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Is that kind of about how you felt about it?
Yeah, it was. We rode around looking, figure out, find some whatever, you know, just get used to the lake. And
yeah. Now, tournament day was pretty, of course, that was in the winter time of the year, and it was kind of rainy, you know, and I think it was kind of, it wasn't the best, it wasn't a bluebird day by no means. So,
right.
So how did it fish? Did you guys, tournament day, did y'all immediately start catching?
Yeah, actually, we you know, we really didn't know where to go. So we went up there by the dam, and we thrown a jerkbait. We don't really throw jerkbaits, but that's what I grabbed, and first cast caught a 3-pounder.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Normally when that happens, it's not going to be a good for the rest of the day. But we really didn't get a lot of bites. We didn't catch a lot of fish. I mean, I think we caught 10, maybe. Later in the day, I think we caught two keepers there before lunch. I would say it was somewhere around lunch. Yeah, we went to the other end where the grass was, and we had seen some people catch some fish there earlier in the day, and we just happened to pull up, I guess, at the right time, I guess, and in the next 10 or 15 minutes, we had caught up basically to the 13 pounds.
Yeah. So how do you prepare for a lake? I mean, I know you go out there and you fish, but how much like, do you YouTube, do you online look, do you search like that to kind of see a trend that you can see, anything you can find on these lakes like this?
Man, I will. I will YouTube and see what I can find.
Yeah.
Google Maps. Yeah, Google Maps. You can see on Google and all that.
So. Yeah. That's that's something that I think one of the young Gage and Hagen was talking about when I interviewed them. They were talking about how they use modern technology like YouTube. You know, that's something that the guys before us, you know, they never really had, kind of going into something blind. That's got to be tough. But, you know, if it's out there, use it.
Right. Especially going to a place you don't have any history. Which, yeah. And sometimes I think in the tournaments that we had there in Cross, I think actually not having history, sometimes it helps.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand that too, because then you're not focused on one thing. You know, trying a gamut.
You're just fishing the moment at that
point.
Yeah,
you're throwing everything at it, just see what sticks, I guess. So did you have a pretty good idea coming in to the weigh-in, how you were going to place?
No, we didn't think we had near enough, because been some tournaments out there, took a lot of weight to win. But
yeah, I think the media the weekend before had some really nice bags come in. Yeah. So, you know, when we weighed in, I was kind of nervous. You know, I saw they were in the teens, you know, I'm like, man, this – kind of fell off. But.
Yeah.
At Claiborne.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Claiborne, we knew we didn't have enough for sure.
Right.
I mean, because they had been catching 20-plus pound sacks. Mm-hmm. And how they were catching them was not how we caught them.
Yeah.
Before that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, that weekend was just, I mean, y'all, the weights were down for everybody. It wasn't just one team. It was a group effort on that one. So you walked out of there with what? Was it third place?
I think 13.
13.
13, okay.
Yeah.
And then we go to Chico. Chico, in my opinion, I don't know if you watched my video I did the other day. Chico was probably the determining factor of the top two teams because the top two teams did well at Chico. Everybody else just really struggled, really struggled. So have y'all fished Chico a lot?
Yeah, we do. We fish it a lot with the media and all that. And, man, we got a love-hate relationship with that place. It's either really good or really bad for us. So.
Yeah.
Still don't like it.
Still don't like it.
Even with a win, you just let me get out of here.
Yeah.
So we had that day, I guess, you know, the theme we can always say with, you know, with Arkla this year has been the weather has not really helped at all. This coming up tournament will be the first tournament we've had a week of good weather leading up to an event. So we had that big, big booger of a storm blow through the night before, wrecked a whole town just in Mississippi, just across the river. So, you know, we had that, fresh water. I think somebody said an early shad spawn. I mean, it was a gamut of stuff that went wrong. How were y'all successful at Cross? I mean, at Chico?
We basically went to a well-known place.
Okay.
We were on nothing. So we knew there's normally a population of fish there.
Yeah. Okay. So just your past knowledge of the lake really helped out with that.
It did.
Okay. All right. So leaving out of there, again, coming up to the weigh-in, did you expect to have anything?
No chance. takes 20 plus that time of year.
Yeah.
Normally the spawn is further along.
Yeah.
I believe. And last couple of weeks there was some big sacks at Chico, and I think that proves that it was.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we were a little early, you think?
I think we were. I think we were.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we were depending that the spawn's going on is going to be 20 plus winning sack.
Okay. Yeah, it was that one really surprised me because I work in Arkansas, and the guys up there, I told them where we were going, where we would be, and they were, oh, y'all, you're going to see some big ones, you're going to see some big ones. And so I kind of got geeked up, you know, and then that storm blew through, of course.
Yep.
You know, I'm not near the caliber fisherman you guys are, but anybody that's ever held a pole knows fresh water is hard to fish at times.
That's right.
Going in, I was kind of nervous, and you know, but it's like it's like that old adage: if you outrunning a bear, I ain't got to outrun a bear. I just got to outrun you. So you ain't really worried about catching 20 pounds. You're just trying to catch more fish than anybody else.
There you go.
We need a tough day to do well.
Yeah,
it does seem like that. We would rather fish a tough day.
Yeah,
tough on everybody.
Well, you ought to do well this weekend because we were out there last week at Lazar, and man, there was some current coming down that Washita River, son.
It's strong.
Yeah, it was. All right, so we left out of Lake Chico. We go to Cross Lake. So I'd never been over at Cross, been by it before, never seen it. I'd never really put good eyes on it till that tournament. How did y'all ever been out there much?
No, I went one time for practice with another buddy of mine and during the week, and man, we found a little shad spawn and caught several, but they wasn't big. And I told him, I said, maybe if they get big when the tournament comes, we might be all right. Well, that wind and all that come through that morning, it killed all the main lake stuff for us. So that was all gone. So we started going to back of pockets and stuff, flipping trees and figured out a little something. So
yeah, that worked out, though.
It did.
Well, we got out there, it was, you know, it's, what was it, April? The end of April, we're out there. You would think, the end of April, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be out there. I'm going to have my short sleeve shirt. And so, I'm thankful I brought a little jacket.
Yeah.
The wind was.
It was blowing.
Man, it was coming across there. And it was raining. And a boat come through and a trolling motor done fell down. And, I mean, they folks having trouble. I'm like, man, this ain't going to be. We were trying to beat the rain because we could see the rain coming about the time the weigh-in was. But, you know, to see you guys come out of there as good as you did, it was nice. Where'd y'all finish? Tell everybody where y'all finished. I think you finished
Fourth place, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's not about winning as much as it is about being consistent.
Yeah.
Is that what y'all aim for when you go to a tournament?
Yeah,
not necessarily win it, but just be – if you win it, that's a positive. You just want to stay up in the upper ranks. Is that about right?
I mean, you're trying to win every event. Now, going into this last event at Cross Lake, it's a little different. We got a little more on the line.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go for broke. The consistency now is definitely needs to be a factor.
So every fish landed will not be boat flipped. It's going to be netted. Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe.
The first one?
Probably not the first one. You try to catch one before we take the net out.
Yeah, I don't like to take the net out till you boated a fish. So.
Okay.
So now if you can get to that net quick enough
to
net that one, then if it needs to be netted the first one, so be it.
But. Yeah, every fish is going to count now. You know, every fish will count. So, you know, with the three lakes that just got through, was there anything that you saw that all three kind of had in common at all? Besides bad weather?
that's a norm. Yeah. That's a norm, really, for tournament fishermen. You never get the weather you want, it seems like. So that's not a surprise. You know, you get a cold front comes through the evening before, you pretty much expect it most of the time.
Yeah.
We did different things at all of them, so it was just trying to figure out a little bit of something.
What's y'all's favorite? What's y'all been y'all's favorite style of fishing so far that you really?
Man, I mean, of course, everybody wants to power fish. I mean, everybody would love to go down the bank, catch them every five cast. They don't always bite what you want them to bite, and the quicker you can get to that realization on the water, better off you are.
Mm-hmm. You use forward facing sonar much?
No.
We got it, but we don't hardly ever use it.
We haven't caught any fish on it, so.
Huh.
No, at all.
You just not confident with it? Or
we just
not the way we fish.
Right.
You could probably use it at Claiborne more. We haven't been over there enough to figure it out using it, but.
You know, yeah, I do feel like that prior to our event on Claiborne, those big sacks, I believe, were coming off. I think they were using live scope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, you know.
And I think that bite went away
a
little bit. I heard some of the guys that have been catching the big sacks. Now, it's possible that the first place team had caught them that way. But I believe some other teams had to move in the grass to catch some of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, you know, of course, everybody's paying attention to Ben Milliken moving around right now on the bass circuit. And he came over and fished that media event at Claiborne. Wasn't it Claiborne?
Caney,
yeah. Did really, really well. But, of course, you know, he's a guy that's watching that screen.
Sure,
that's
you
right.
Know, he's going to watch that screen, and he's gonna throw everything in that boat at it until they either bite or he's just done.
And he's good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I see more and more people going to it. But as you see more and more people going to it, you see more and more people, you know, sticking with their old way, you know,
that's
just
right.
Reading nature, knowing where they're going to be. Of course, going in there with maps, you know, knowing what the topography is going to look like, where you're fishing off points and whatnot like that, and grinding it out.
Sure.
So, the most successful style that you've had this year, what do you think it would be?
Hasn't been. It's been a mixture of it all.
Oh, yeah?
Sure
yeah.
has.
Okay.
Had to do several different things to catch them.
And things that we didn't plan on doing, especially at Cross.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out there on the main lake points. Everybody's seen the birds. You know, everybody's throwing spinner baits, moving baits, and it didn't take long for us to figure out that they're not on that.
Mm-hmm.
We got on the flipping bike pretty early.
Yeah.
And then from there, we figured out a pattern, and we ran water that we didn't know and caught fish.
There's no place like home on Lake Garbone, and nobody knows this better than Union Parish native Joe Booth with Booth Realty. Joe has been serving real estate clients in North Louisiana since 1998 and will work tirelessly to help you buy or sell your property. Trust me, I can't tell you how many fishing trips I've been on with Joe where when the phone rings, the fishing stops. He's also lived on Lake Garbone for 23 years and will put you in the best place to meet your needs around the lake. Call him today at 318-548-3185 and let Joe Booth guide you home. Of all the events, you know, now we're heading out to the Washita River and then we'll be up at Felsenthal, you know, at the end of June. Which one do you guys feel most comfortable with? Which you say, okay, this is, if we're going to have it, this will be the one we're going to have it at.
The last three. No, if I had to pick out of the five,
yeah,
it would have been this. It would have been
the river for sure.
This one right here.
Sure
coming
would
up.
Have.
What gives you, I mean, you got some more experience on the river?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good bit of success on the river, so it's been well to us.
Yeah.
So.
Except for, I will say, 30-31 is tough on us.
Yeah.
We were hoping it'd be somewhere different.
Yeah.
Be lower. Normally this time of year, it is. So that's been tough. And we've had a lot of water. It's been fluctuating a lot. So that's what's been making it tough.
Yeah, I went out to the memorial. What was it? The Taylor Fisher Memorial. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was this past weekend. And that's what everybody was talking about. You know, I was sitting there at the table with the Anders, and Alan had his phone out, and he pulled up the river levels, and he said, oh, my God. And, you know, you could see, you know, it was going to be a climb, estimated a big climb. So, you know, and I talked with Mr. Dale weekend before last, and he was just, he said, you know, it's hard to have a tournament this early in May because it's, the river's just so inconsistent. You know, you don't get that consistency that you would want, you know, like a June,
right,
you know, like around the Ronald McDonald date, you know, right there with mm-hmm. the early part of June, where it's coming down, it's being a little bit more consistent, and then you can really start hammering on some. So it's coming into this next weekend, or this weekend here. We're going to be off Lazar. Weigh-in will be at 3 p.m. Going to be on Facebook Live. You're going to be able to see these guys come in with a sack that's going to keep them up at that number one spot, right?
Yeah, we hope so.
That's right. We hope so.
Now, without disclosing any secrets, I don't know how to ask that question without exposing any secrets, so I won't even ask it.
You can ask it. I'm just not going to disclose them. But I'll give you an answer. I got my answer ready, so shoot.
Well, I just, you know what? What do you expect? What do you expect to happen this weekend? What kind of bite?
It's going to be good. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be better.
Okay.
I really do. I think it got better. I think you've seen – I was surprised as many five fish limits in the Taylor Fisher. I'm going to be honest. I spent 3 days and caught two keepers.
Yeah. Yeah, the guys worked hard. Now, the weights weren't big.
That's fine. I was even surprised just five fish limits.
Yeah. Yeah, that five fish limit came in. And, yeah, I think the winning bag was a little over 11 pounds.
That's right.
And then the next few was right there with it. So –
We're excited. We're excited about it. I think.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't want you to give away too much.
You got to be optimistic.
You got to be optimistic.
So I mean, I had more confidence now than I did. I'd say Friday.
Yeah. Have y'all had time to fish much?
I fished Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days.
Yeah. How about this weekend?
All day. We fished a little bit Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Because there was, you know, I heard some guys talking about, you know, man, I don't even know if I want to practice because they ain't going to be where, you know, I'm going to find them anyway. But yeah, I would think somebody would want to go at least in with a plan, you know, at least trying their best. So I ain't y'all, I don't know. But
sometimes practice, it just depends on how practice goes. You know, a lot of times you start off practice in places you don't expect to catch them.
I got you.
You know, and you just try to cancel stuff out. Sometimes practice is good, sometimes it's not.
Yeah. I went with Struben one day fishing, and to watch how you guys, you know, because I know he's probably thinking how y'all think. You know, with me, I catch a fish. I'm thinking, okay, well, they're biting this bait. Well, he takes it another few steps, and he's wondering why they bite this.
That's
and
right.
What's here and what. And then he'll go in search and look for that kind of stuff. And, you know, to thinking like that, that's – That's a whole different style right there, guys. That's why I'm glad I get to be around y'all, It's kind of like somebody that, you know, what's that old saying? If those who can't, those who can't talk about it.
So right, right. That's right.
That's what I do. I just talk about
just
it.
Talk.
It's like the guys on ESPN. They probably never played a lick of sports, but they sitting up there talking about it.
Right. Right.
But to watch you guys, you know, go out there and grind it out like y'all do. First off, that's a long time fishing. You know, that's a long day, and then to come in, you know, and do as well as y'all have consistently this year, man, it's been something. It's been impressive for me, you know, because
appreciate it.
You hear Thank these, you guys, like you said earlier, you're going in against some of the biggest names in this area.
Sure.
And y'all holding right there.
We are, and a lot of these guys have a lot of history of these places, you know, and like us having history with the river, you know, here we are, three events leading, and we're going to our supposedly home waters, and we're a little nervous about it.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't want this one to trip you up.
Yeah.
It's been fishing tough. I think we just got to put our head down and know that it has been fishing tough. Somebody's going to get bit.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. It's just open to y'all.
I hope it's us.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got 10 more minutes to go, so we got to find something else to talk about. What else you think would be interesting for folks to hear?
I don't know what you think. Any questions?
What about you? What do you think?
Man, I don't know.
What kind of boat y'all fishing out of?
I got a Camus.
Oh, yeah. You like it?
I do. I love it.
I see them on TV a lot. And I think I've looked at one just in person. That seems like a really nice rig,
yeah.
Man.
It's nice. I like it.
Yeah? What do you like the most about it?
It fishes really good. It's stable. Man, it's fast. Get to where you need to be.
We're not used to that.
Yeah, we're not used to that. We've been fishing an aluminum boat for the past 5 years, so it's a big difference.
Is this the first year you've had it?
Yes.
Where'd you get it, Goldman?
Goldman.
Yeah, yep. Goldman's got a good place,
they do.
Man.
They do.
Yeah, Goldman's got a good place.
It really helps, man, to have a bigger boat because just like that day across.
Yeah.
You know, it was okay on the other side of that bridge, but as soon as we got to that side where the wind was, it's pretty rough, man. And Chico gets rough too, man. It can get rough, too. So having that boat has really made a difference.
Yeah, that heavier boat. You know, I've been on Darbone when the water gets up. Me and my buddy, that boat I got out there. No, we weren't even in that one. We were in like a 16-foot with a little tiller handle on the back. We were trying to crappie fish one day. Man, those weights got so big. I said, man, I feel like we're one of the disciples. I said, we finna go in because somebody's finna have to walk on water out here. And, you know, and then he went out and got a heavier boat, and it's night and day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's night and day. So I bet that Camus is really sweet coming fresh out of an aluminum boat. Yep. What kind of aluminum did you
have? Ranger aluminum.
Okay.
Yep.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I had it for 8 years, I think, and it's time to upgrade a little bit.
Yeah.
After last year, we were ready to get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a bad year last year.
It wasn't bad, man. It's just
tough.
Sometimes, I tell you what, there's no room for error in these tournaments. You can't lose fish.
Yeah.
And you know that tournament that we won, Chico? Sometimes things go your way.
Yeah.
You know, that first fish that morning, Josh tried to knock it off with a net. You know, and the second fish hanging on a bush.
Yeah.
And you go over there and
stays
hooked up. They normally come off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, later in the day, I try to knock one off. It's just sometimes, you know, we never really once thought that, well, maybe this was the day, you know, but it was. And we were blessed to have that day. But like I said, man, the room for error is very small. You start off, you got to get in the rhythm. You can't lose fish. You can't lose fish against these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys are solid. Everybody in this group is stacked.
Between here and the media, it's tough, man. And a lot of times the difference is a big fish. Now, sometimes big fish are hard to come across for us sometimes, man. I don't really know. I mean, even at Chico, I don't think we had anything over five. We did have a 530 something at cross that really really helped us. That really helped. As a matter of fact, that it anchored our bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked about it before. Where's our 6-pounder?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know. So.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just looking for a big fish.
Y'all
and
ride.
Sometimes that's the only difference, but they are hard to come across. It seems.
Y'all ride over to these events together.
Yeah, yeah. We do.
I bet the conversation over there and back is something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially when we call his dad or his brother, you know, they really get after them.
That's right.
So.
Well, they give y'all encouraging words? Or they
No, not at all. Not at all. My brother's he's not my number one fan.
Oh, okay.
He's just giving me a hard time. He ought to be number one, but he's supportive.
Well,
he's definitely rooting for us now.
He's giving you thick skin.
That's right. That's right. But I don't cut him no slack either. So
that's good. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Well, guys, I tell you, man, it's been a good interview. I want to keep us just a little bit longer. Let's transition. You said you like to hunt too, huh?
That's right.
Tell me about your bow hunting.
Man, I can't give no secrets on that.
I tell you what, man.
I only hunt Black Bayou.
Really?
And I've had pretty good luck.
Have you?
I have. I think I got five of them that I put on the wall, and I got two others that were European mounts. So I've had a pretty good time out there, and that's been over a 10-year span.
Yeah,
but it's tough.
Yeah,
but I've been hunting there 10 years.
You know, I went out to Black Bay just the other day. I say the other day, a couple months ago, just piddling around. Right. And man, yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty. Nice. It's thick now.
Yeah,
but we learned it 10 years ago, so you can imagine we learned how to navigate it 10 years ago, and now. It's thick, you know, and the deer aren't, when they come on you, they're close.
Well, and you know, people think on public land, especially like places like you hear Tensaw, they think a big one's behind every tree.
Right.
And it ain't that way, man. No. I mean, you really gotta put your time in and work hard. And I know guys that's hunted out there for years.
Right.
And never, you know.
It's hours, man. I put in a lot of hours, and some years you're unsuccessful.
Yeah.
You know, but you never know. I've been lucky times. Sure, I have. Of course, I'm not going this morning, right? It's hot. You go and you look up and you see a deer. I killed a 5-point with an 18 and a quarter inch spread out there last year.
Yeah.
Now, he was a piney deer. He wasn't thick like normal, but mm-hmm. never seen a deer before. There he was at 10 yards.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Old Carl Wayne's making his appearance. He's crying because he wants to go inside and get some of that food.
But I love to bow hunt, man. That's all I do.
I probably 95% bow hunt. Last year, I 100% bow hunt. I never took a rifle. Well, I did. I take that back. Last weekend, I did take a rifle because I've killed a deer every year, 35 years with that 7mm 08, and I wanted, you know, to get
That's
that
right.
again
there
this
you go.
Year. But other than that, I've got that bow in my hand.
Right.
Do what kind of stand you hunting out of?
I got that Millennium.
Oh, yeah? You like them
Millennium? The lightweight one, yep.
Have you tried the saddle, any saddle?
I have a little bit, man. I did tie it to a tree and got in one, and I do like it. I just feel like it's just the same amount of trouble as it is packing in my little lock-on sometimes.
I can understand that. You know,
yep.
I've got mine, and this is the first year that I made sure to pack it in and break it down every time I came out. And,
right.
You know, after a few times, it's, you know, it's nothing to it. It's just part of it.
Right.
Now that I'm right up here against Upper Washita, I'll probably start hunting Upper Washita.
Sure, yeah. You know, I live in East Lake, West Lake, and so Black Bayou's not that far a drive. You really can't. What I see most is these people that hunt public land, they spread out too much. They pick this one and that one. You can't. You really got to dedicate yourself to one area of woods to be successful.
Yeah.
That deer's out there 24 hours a day. You're not.
Yeah, I got a lot of. I got some guys that hunt up here on this Upper Washita, and then. You know, I've got some guys that hunt Felsenthal.
Right.
And they don't, they may hunt the south end of Felsenthal, but they'll, man, you know, the ones that they, that I've noticed that are, that I've seen come out of there to pretty good deer, they're on the islands. They're where people really, you know, like public land, where people can't go, you know, and so you put your hours in, put your miles underneath your boots, and you know, you can be successful.
You know, and a good deer to me is 120s, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
A 120 on public land. Yeah. To me, is a good deer.
120 inch deer on public land with a bow.
Right.
That's like a 160 out of
that's
state.
Right.
I mean, that's good. So, what kind of bow you got?
I got a Matthews Z7.
No, you shooting a Z7?
Still got a Z7.
Wow. Yep. What's that bow, about 15? No, I ain't going to say that. Probably about 12 years old.
You got one too?
Yeah, I got one too.
And my brother got
2012 or so.
Yeah.
My brother got one too. You know, the thing is, if it ain't the way we are, I mean, I'll shoot it two deer in 3 years, maybe. And I'm picky.
Yeah.
The shot's got to be right.
Yeah. I shoot all year long. And then I went out and bought a VXR a few years ago. I love it because Richard down at Simmons, he told me, you know, I thought it, because the cams are so big on it, and I thought it was a toy or a display. I said, God, boat. He said, no, man, shoot it. I ain't finna shoot that. He said, no, shoot it. And I shot it. And then, you know, it haunted me for 2 weeks, and I called him back, and I'm like, hey, man, you got to order me one. Black on black is what I want. And, whew, man, it's tough. That Z7 is a good bow, very smooth.
Right.
That one is a Z. That's the dual wheels, ain't it, or has it got cams on it?
I think it's dual cams.
Okay.
I believe.
I can't remember.
I can't – the chill may be what I'm thinking
it
of.
It may be.
Yeah. But, man, that was when Matthews was coming out, and they started more with the – horizontal, the limbs that came.
That's right.
Yeah, this one is parallel.
Parallel, and I mean, it was, got that milk crate riser, that signature.
Right, right.
Matthew's milk crate riser.
Now, for years, though, I finally upgraded. I killed a couple of those deer with an old Browning beer can. I'm talking about an older bow. You know, I finally upgraded that Z7.
I've got a Browning, whitetail? Or is it something? It's back. It's a wooden riser.
Oh, right, right.
And it's old, man. It's old as dirt. My old man had one back in the day, like in '84. And so they found that one underneath my uncle's bed when he passed away. Of course, everything's dry rotted, and I ain't going to shoot it, but it's a dang good display.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go to the recurve traditional. I'd really like to do that in Black Bayou, just meat hunt, shoot a doe or two. I'd like to get into that.
Yeah, I've got a self bow. And that's like what the old natives used to shoot.
Right, right.
And then I've got a Bob Lee recurve. And I've always said for years, if you can get decent with that self bow, you'll be good with that recurve. And when you pick up that compound, it's like cheating.
Yeah, my buddy's trying to get me into the breakdown recurves.
Yeah.
And they're just as expensive.
Yeah, well, if you got that baby coming, baby.
Yeah, it's over with.
You either finna have to pick fishing or bow hunting.
One or two. I know, Black Bayou, you're probably not going to see me as much, but I hope that's not true.
Well, man, look, I'm glad you guys stopped by. You know, looking forward to seeing y'all this weekend. I know I'm really excited. Got good weather coming in. Haven't had a lot of rain in the last few days. Hadn't been any rain north of us. One thing is, I don't know if they've had the locks up at Felsenthal looking, if they're going to push a lot of water this way.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be pretty stable.
Yeah.
Saturday evening, we were pretty down and out.
Yeah.
It was showing 4 foot rise.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they changed it, so it's
that's
and everybody was looking at it the same way, of course.
I mean,
what are you gonna do with a 4 foot rise?
Yeah,
you're gonna struggle.
Yeah, well, guys, thank y'all for coming out.
Yes, sir, thank you.
And looking forward to seeing what you guys weigh in. I hope we didn't jinx you.
No,
I told you I didn't want to jinx you, man.
No, man, it is what it is, man. I think, you know, we were talking about practice earlier. You know, there's no way I could go into an event and not practice some.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't be confident in what we were doing if we didn't practice last week.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the water's going to do.
Yeah, because if you don't have a plan, man, that's just, you're not doing the best. You're not going to
feel
good no matter what happens.
Right, right.
If you win, it'd be luck.
I can sleep good knowing we prepared the way we needed to prepare, and whatever happens, happens.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate y'all now.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you guys liked that one. I know I appreciated it. Liked the guys stopping by the house. We had a good visit. Had a good visit before we got on the mics, and then a good visit afterwards. But, you know, we talked about a little bit about fishing, a little bit about bow hunting. I like to do both. I'm much better at the bow hunting game than I am the fishing game. This is my first year to really dive deep into fishing podcasts. You know, I'm still, you know, learning my way through, but you know, guys like this make it really easy. I appreciate everybody that's taking time and letting me, you know, pick your brain a little bit, learn a little bit about bass fishing and crappie fishing, and then we had some cat fishing in there too. So we're going to continue that trend as long as the summertime keeps coming, keeps getting good information, and hopefully having some more good podcasts. So my name is Greg Hicks. This is the Antlers and Hicks Podcast, and as always, I'm going to encourage you guys to live your life past 20 yards. We'll see you next time.